Dave Glover. What's that? Here to talk about transgender governor candidates.
This is weird.
When Dave walked in, I'm standing at the host spot. I said, do you want to stand here? I'll go stand over there. You tell me what my
turn. That would have been a power move, wouldn't it?
You'd be like, yeah, move and take your stuff with you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, this is fun. I like it.
My favorite things to do before I got to do this, noon to three, was to be on the think tank.
Oh.
And I think that the think tanks with Charlie Tuna is what made people actually kind of know who I was outside of my Saturdays. I would see people all the time and they'd be like, oh, I love hearing you on the Dave Glover show. I don't get to listen to you on Saturdays.
Were great.
And I was like, well, thanks.
You know who's on next week?
Who?
Kilmeade.
I heard your promo about
that's kind of cool.
That's awesome. Who's going to go against Kilmeade?
We're going to try and get Mike Colonna because he's
fun.
A very smart, reasonable liberal, and Mark Close.
Nice.
Because
awesome.
He's cottage cheese. Yeah. You know, he's like, he goes with everything.
Wasn't Mike Colonna the one what happened at that one? I don't even remember, but that was the one where it's like, I don't know if that went okay.
That happens.
He was
that happens.
Not like some of the Charlie Tuna ones.
Right.
That was a different problem. But I mean, Mike Colonna and I think it was Mike Colonna, but he was very aggressive. He cut me off a lot. That was what it was. He kind of railroaded me.
Mike is an orator. He's a spokesman, statesman. He throws it down and he gets loud. But then you go to break and he's like, man, I love you.
Yeah.
And you can tell.
So was Charlie.
Yeah. And so if you don't know how to take him, like Tim Jones, they're buddies.
Yeah.
And they go back and forth at it. They don't take anything personally. But if you don't know that, Mike can really hurt your feelings.
Yeah. I was being prepared for that think tank from Tim Jones. He's like, he's a crazy liberal. He's really ridiculous, but we're totally fun buddies. We, get along and we've been friends and everything, but he's going to say some crazy stuff and you'll love him. It'll be great. But I think specifically that one, he was the one. I would make a statement and he would laugh at me and then say something really ridiculous. And I was just like,
roller coaster.
I think maybe I just got more worked up.
I bring Mike up constantly when I have this conversation about socialism, because on the think tank, he said one of the smartest things, at least most interesting things ever. It was he and Tim Jones. And he said, we both came in to the legislature in 2006. And when we did, Mike Colonna, was a crazy communist leftist progressive, and Tim was a fascist right wing Nazi. And when we left, he was a rhino and I was a really bad Democrat because I worked with Republicans and I didn't want to let everyone out of jail. And I think that's what's happened. My mom and dad,
it's tribal.
One of my earliest memories is being a little kid in the back of my mom and dad's car with old ladies that they were driving to vote, because they were very political and they were very union Democrat. But my dad, if you just ask him a series of questions and left the union out of it, would have completely been a Republican. He was very, very conservative.
But it was the issue.
Yeah, but that was it. He was a single issue voter. That's it. Plus, he bought into the narrative, right or wrong, back in the 60s and 70s, 50s, that, the Republican, they just make their money off the sweat of the working man. And he believed, maybe they did. But I look back at my mom and dad and think they would have probably been Republicans.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
They certainly wouldn't have been, left.
Well, that's kind of like the question that we have to ask ourselves right now. And when you look at where the Democratic Party is headed, I don't think the Democratic Party knows where it's headed. I think that there are opportunistic people like an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which I credit for going out and knocking on the door she needed to get the votes that she got. Maybe some other politicians who have been doing this for a long time could take a note in effort and the personal relationship that exists there. But what do you think? You've got this Vermont governor, Christine Halquist. She's the first transgender nominee for governor. And she says that her candidacy is a direct reaction to 2016 and their despot governor. What do you think about that?
I happened to hear her this morning on NPR. And it was really interesting. I figured out that was her just after listening a couple of minutes. And I had heard who she was. And if you put aside the transgender deal, I thought she was incredibly well-spoken, very smart, very reasonable. They didn't get into a lot of issues other than transgender. So I didn't get to hear, I think that, blah, blah, blah. But, and I am pretty socially agnostic to liberal in the fact that I don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah.
I don't care who you do, what you do, who you do it with. I don't care. Couldn't care less. Be happy. However, I'm also realistic and honest. And she was talking, and you couldn't tell it's not a man because, you know, transitioning or transitioned. And she said, the interviewer said, I understand people being really mean to you. She said, yeah, we expected a lot of the transgender stuff, the transphobic, but what I didn't was really ready for is that as a woman, people were attacking my looks and saying I'm not an attractive woman. Mm. And I'm like, you know, it's like, well, there's a reason.
Yeah.
And I just hate that we can't be honest on both sides. It's like, well, there's a reason that, you know, people look at you and say, I'm not sure that's a... And if we can't be honest and look at someone who is transitioning or transitioned and do a double take because that's offensive, we're just being stupid.
Dave Chappelle has, and I don't know if you've watched one of his specials on Netflix, he does a lot of his stand-up is regarding a lot of the heat he took for telling a transgender joke. And then he kind of goes into this thing about Caitlyn Jenner posing nude and like he said ultimately the reason he was so angry about it is because he's not strong enough not to look. That was his big finish. But you know, the issue is one that triumphs everything when it comes to any conversation it's involved in. It certainly is going to be the lead issue when you're running for governor. And maybe to Christine Hallquist, that's a benefit for her. Maybe she feels as though that's an asset she has. But still, at the same time, it's like a, what was his name in Michigan?
John James.
John James. I always know his two names. He's a black conservative.
Yeah.
So every interview that I've seen him do, it's like, so you're black and conservative. How does that work? Mm-hmm. And it's like, does this really need to be the conversation that the people who are going to be represented by the man who, yes, also happens to be black?
If I believe, because I accept you as a transgender person, whole lock, stock, and barrel. However, if I don't like you, I should be able to say I don't like you and not be accused of being a bigot. And I've told this story on the DGS before when I never met a black person until I went to college. And I was on the track team and about half the guys were black. And halfway through the year, I said to my roommate, AJ, who is black, I'm like, I feel really bad. He's like, what? And I'm like, I don't like Ricky Brown. Another black guy. He's like, dude, no one likes Ricky Brown.
He's because like, he's a dude and is like, not likable.
And AJ said, he's like, listen, you don't have to like black people because they're black. They're good ones. They're bad ones. I have cousins I love and cousins who are just a-holes. Mm-hmm. And I was like 18 at the time, and I've never forgotten that. Mm-hmm. And I still live by that. That I don't care if you're black or white or Hispanic or gay or asexual. I don't care. I'm either going to like you or not. And I get to. And I'm either going to agree with your politics or not. And I get to. And so, like, Cortez calling Ben Shapiro, catcalling her when he challenged. It's like, okay, we shouldn't let anyone get away with that. We just shouldn't.
Yeah.
She should be called out. And she should be called out by the left.
Mm-hmm.
People on the left are the ones.
Because that's the only calling out that's going to matter.
Yeah. We are the ones who should be keeping Trump between the rails. Because the left isn't. And the left is the one who should be calling out people like Cortez saying, okay, you really shouldn't do that.
Well, and you know, what you're really describing ultimately is the death or at least suffering of the PC culture. Because the reason why you cared about not liking the black guy
100%.
Ricky is only because you felt it might be politically incorrect to not like a black person because of the race that is associated with it. Same thing with Vermont governor candidate. Same thing for any buddy who's in your life, you know, we talk about all the time, me being a 34-year-old millennial, mother of three, conservative. I am not supposed to dislike Hillary Clinton. I am supposed to love Hillary Clinton. And I think she's a joke.
Me too.
Yeah.
I wear bracelets and have tattoos and do comedy shows.
You're a feminine.
I'm not supposed
to. You have really nice clothes.
Yeah.
Boots being shipped to you every day.
Vote for Trump.
Smells great.
He smells very lovely.
I forgot Tony was behind me.
He's getting closer and closer to you.
Yeah. You usually have a good buffer.
I have
Mark in the middle.
Now, what are you going to do wait, can we go back to that? We'll talk about that off air. What do you got on the show today? Do you know?
Pretty much what you guys are doing. We're going to fill diapers full of food and see who can smell it first. So it's a lot like Annie Fry's show.
Yeah. I hope Mark's not
same
listening.
Thing.
Dave walks by the desk with Rachel and he goes, "We got to go get diapers and jelly." How does that work?
No.
I'll be sure to listen
Mark
to the Close
show today. Mark Close is insane. And yesterday he said, "It's impossible for me to freeze to death." Straight up.
He speaks in so many absolutes.
Oh, that's his superpower. And I'm like, "What would you do to avoid it?" And he goes, "I jog." Like, oh, God. And then he said,
"And you're the stupidest person for not knowing that."
Then he said, "I have the best sense of smell of anyone. Anyone!"
I think I could challenge him on that. I have a fantastic sense of smell.
If you're here when we do it, I'd love to have you be a part of it.
The fact that this involves diapers does make me a little nervous.
You've never played those games before?
See, I'm not really much of a, like, the rule at my showers where can we just have very nice food and open gifts and just
and some drinks.
I don't really do games.
So just a little teaser. We have 6 food items in diapers and then I pooped in one. So yeah, but I did that before.
Take care of that already?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what led to the game. I'm like, I pooped my diaper.
So every time you come on this show, which we hope we get you back in here soon, we will go until Katie snorts.
Okay.
And then that's when we'll end.
So if I can make her snort in 10 seconds, I leave.
Yeah. You could take that microphone off of that stand, throw it on the ground. We won't tell the engineers until it's in. And yeah, it's always good to get Katie. Yeah. So we love having you in here. And I wanted to talk to you more about...
transgender people?
No, that was your thing. Socialism.
Diapers and jelly.
Do you still talk about Nick and his socialistic tendencies? I'm not outing him, certainly.
No, God, no. Yeah.
Because I think it's interesting. You even talked a little bit about, like, just where he's coming from and how, because you're like, I didn't send him to college this way. You paid a lot of money to turn him into
a
socialist.
Two things have developed over the last couple of years. One, we have a new rule. We don't talk about politics and drink vodka. That's gone bad. And he has really come around to admitting things in our debates like, look, I don't have a lot of backup for this. It's just what I feel is right.
And God bless him for being young and being aware of that.
I accept that. I'm like, good. I'd much rather you say that than give me some BS explanation. And I do the same thing to him. There, you know, I'm not an encyclopedia of conservative, you know, foundational doctrine. There's things I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. I just don't think that's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, no,
so
he's
you
super
have
liberal.
Union Democrat dad, Dave Glover, socialist Nick.
Yes. That's the progression.
This is what can happen over 3 generations.
Yeah.
So just think of what your grandkids will be like.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in here. We
all right,
appreciate
thanks, guys.
It. We'll do this again soon and make Katie snort again.
No.
Thanks, Dave.